human person, so shows their relationship will continue. Our feeling is of human person, April 18th, 1988, on Monday, continued.
What's guys you water? What's the Maya?
We spent a lot of time on this a lot of time. Didn't come in sure.
This is really sure.
Muy a go chasing in the shop. And still half of the group on the chasing. So what's muy a go? Muy a go from the whole in the grave. Chasing the name of the shop. The half of the show comes to that. But I agree. This is really the name together. Of the shaman of the kind of nature. So we come in with modern forest, nearly a mile between the coin vessel, cliche aged people cotton, introducing Bakut and Hubei, the making from the coin, the mind which is really had got it. In other words, so that took shot, and one is the reverse of the other. But Rashi reject the shot of the other. So, and he explained that just later. So according to Rashi, what is Muyer and what is Antuchet? So Muyer, so both in Muyer and Antuchet have a compartment for the cold, and they have a compartment for the what? But in case of Muyer, we call it Rashi. So we have three compartments. It's two compartments, but there is the wall, the vertical wall, the vertical wall. Here is one compartment, here is another compartment. In this compartment is the whole compartment. And then in this compartment
is
the
water
is formed. Now, what is that? That's Muria. And what is the Antiche? I call it Antiche. So we have the lower level compartment and upper level compartment. And the middle compartment is called the hole. And then, so here is the lower level. And that, I mean, so here, nothing. We have the lower level and we put the hole. And then,
the upper level. The top is put the water.
If you put the water. And there, of course, there is a the lower level compartment and the upper level compartment. From the lower level you put the hole, and the upper level is the upper level. This, according to Rabbi, so we go the other way around. Go the other way around. So, he says, me, I go. Me, I go, she's going to be sharp. Aber sich auch ein bisschen gut, wenn ich es mit mir nur rufe. So muss ich aber auch mal geholen, wie je, even though die geholen, die vor Schabe, vor Kriegen ab, but they are kept there for some time. So they heat it up. So schenkt ihnen im Eimer die Schabe, was auf die Schabe auch noch sagt, was er da drin, die schenkt ihnen nicht gut her, aber die Schabe und kein Kriegschle. So die Schabe ist im Morgen, bevor ich muss, ja mein, mit ihnen, die der Holm Bachut. Der Holm Bachut means vertically, in the vertical compartment. So der Holm Bachut, Klische, die Kibu Kotmen, so den Kibu Bachut, noch immer, die Menschen schon der Holm, bei meinen, die Kibu Bachut, in the vertical compartment. But, am Tiche, is that way around, the horizontal compartment, we have two horizontal compartments. So, in am Tiche, where we have two horizontal, horizontal compartment, not vertical compartment. So the chain is much more than we are going. But the rabbi say, they explain it in the reverse. They say in the portion, Mulya Shneshulai, that Mulya means it has two horizontal compartments. In order to be פרטיך בידודי מחיתי מפרטי, מנתיך קודם מנדום העבודים בידודי means that it has two vertical compartments. Dunyal Eta, Dinkin Havel, Nishin, Mayim, and Mayim, the Holy Mother, Vedi, the Mora says, Nechushto, the Nechushti, Goy, Nechushto, 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 Ich glaube nicht, wo ihr abholen, kann er meinen, wie es nie wieder holen darf. Und er kann nicht rasch schaffen, was gut. Das ist nie in der lower level. Da ist sonst was. Und was gut ist, ich kann nicht sehen, was gut ist, was in der vertical compartment, adjacent to the compartment that fills up with water, so you have to hold. The hole is back here, oh yeah, all right. So, dann meinst du, ich kann nicht gut an die Kirche, was ist an die Kirche? Wenn wir eben nach Rüge, die tun Rabbe oder nach Balitze. Rabbe oder Mutschere, nach Balitze kommen wir die Jüde. Tanja Kavote, oh, Mandroma, die Jüde, so ist aus der Kutschen mit hier, die Konfusion hat mehr Witz, denn die Jüde. Mandroma, die Jüde, so die Jüde, hat mehr Witz, so ist aus der Kutschen. Aber die Jude will nicht jetzt so machen, die Jude. Keine Kabote will was machen. Weil was machen ist, ey, dass die Jude so coachten die Tiere, die Jude, die in den Jüden sind. Und die kommen zum Beispiel, tja, die Jude means, dass es hat two compartments, the lower level compartment, and the upper level compartment, and the lower level compartment contains the holding and the upper level compartment is filled up with the water. So even that involves so much heat that it's also mystic. Can it have also in the mass and tiche out of the shikuko ktumo in chasing it? It's in a chushkan chanonosa. The contrast is that the chushkan is in copper. It's a little different from made out of metal or copper or made out of earthen or clay. The Christo means the ground, the shalak, the ground, the floor, the shalak. So the Christo seems to the holy are placed in the lower level, so they heat up the roof of the lower level, which is the floor of the upper level, so much that we talk about. So the Christo means how much you are, the two of the second rush. Die Tür holen die Kreuz, alle Aschen, holen die Mannes zu holen Aschen. Da aber kann ich mir nur hier, die Tür, die ist nur auf, wo ich sehe, wo ich sehe, wo ich sehe, wo ich sehe, die ist nur kam, hey, du meinst, ich hatte nur mein, aber ich schick auf, mein Holen, das ist Asche, ich sagte, die Kontrasche, der Klein, der Krieg, du hast nicht die Färber und so selber, die Gabe, die Schie, die Gabe, everything, die Klein, die Prinzipien, of Mister. Die Jude, die Erzählung von der Stehenschlag, die Menschen, die kommen in Schnee, bei meinem Allerjenigen. Die Kosten, die Jude aus, was die Pariche, sind wir, sie ist oder wenn die Jude aus, macht ja. Aber die Jolei, schaue ich in die Media, schon Christo, in Christo, schon kaum mehr die Jude, schon Christo, schon Christo, schon mal die Trotte. So der kommt in der Rabbeinsa, schon. So der, bei mir, die Christo, schon Schleim. Die Befehl, jein die Schottech in Chashtekon, das mien der Floor, zu Bloschen schwa mischte, in der Chashtei Schottanko, der Gran, der Floor, der Haar, so in der Chashtei Schottanko, der mien der Haar, der Gran. Ich sage, okay, die Schamme an Tuchen Mulia, so Mulia, die Tuch, die Compartment, die Kolmat hat, die Dejenten, die Compartment, die ist gut abgeworfen. So in die Tuchen, die Tuchen, die was in Antiche, so it's below, the whole amount below, this is the upper level compartment where the water is filled up. Shana Antiche Milen is just a slime, which is in the same time, but at least you go to the Halei. So according to Rashi, the reason is why you are not allowed to drink the water that was heated in the Antiche is because of the Yisar of Meitzvah.
How you mentioned here, Hevel?
I definitely see it, Meitzvah. The baby was kept, the home were kept for a long time. The lower level compartment, the melee, they heated up the floor so much. The feeling of the lower level, the floor of the upper level so much that he keeps something in it. We are going to keep many Shabbos to be compressed, and we should meet together on the Shabbos and the Kayan Fenchon. But the Rey, after the group of the Shabbos, we should meet together. The Rey, the Rishai, 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 so that takes to Chitose. Takes to Shiki is that the Rishai of Atmone is only Shai. The Dobo, the external thing which you are not in the day of encompasses and the circle is there. But he is not encompassed and surrounded. And no five, then there is no there. But Rashi is there all over. And you see all in Bamakini, that even when he doesn't surround, let's say they are on the stove, it's not surrounded at all. So still, he's also, she is also, because of the Sarvatmon. So that's why he was there. The Shire, who is going to tell all about money, he said, oh, she's not in the remit. They did it, I couldn't make his smile, and she saw what she needs to. Money, she had. And come to Rashi, the Tosa, because of money. So why is the Tosa the Ebbet is here? Because that's the more in Kiro. That we learn that if one is not in an echel, or is not yet, that he's not allowed to partake of it. So that means that the Mishnah tells us only in case somebody was already even a Mishnah, because the Chatzel is not allowed to be not. The Eid, the Echel, is my Shem, is the Mishnah, the Eid, and the Chai, is the Chol, the Eid, is the Mishnah. After the Bashoi, the Eid, 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 פיקשו רבר הברית בישור היו בישור הזה עוד המסירו הוא בישור משאבי בכל זה יום החלט את המועד between רבר רבי איתי כאן מועדן ואנחנו בישור שם יעד להם so if he was not the lady then he saw some of this year but if he was not in the shade so comes רבר רבי איתי he put up this year back here comes רבר רבי he thought of the other, we passed for the Nachmanitra, but how about this is the mission for Eze? So what is, so it has to set it by the Chite of Rabbi Kabbalah, the Rabbi Yitzko? So, they even have been several of them that we see, he showed Rabbi Rabbi Yitzko, he showed you, 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 and those are the same things when he explains what the rabbi did. All the things, Rashi is a community, and your attitude, but it seems to me that all the same things explain what the rabbi did. And we have to explain the rabbi did, because Rashi's job could only be true according to Rashi's shita, that Hatmoneh was not necessarily involved the case where it's completely encompassed by the things in which it is used. So there's miracle Shabbat Pelos, Miyago, Shemim, Shabbat, Shemim, Namayim, Chaim, Yayim, Shamayim, Kokachamim, Imui, Ashim, Basha, Yayim, Namayim, Shemim, Yisaychem, Avram, Ticha, Avram, Shekrupo, in Shemim, Nenu, ולפישם תראה ואירליצה ומבשר היה לי מן המים ושאת מבידה וחימש מבי ירושלם ואירצנות אלא זה פרשת זה מיתי נתוק לבאות כמובן היא הימין נתוק לבאות 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 אבל נתוק לבאות וואן and you want to mix dilute wine with water so then you are allowed to dilute it with hot water and drink it. The hot water that was heated in the mulia. You're not allowed to dilute it with hot water that was heated in Yamsicha, right?
Yes.
That is here. Because the water in Yamsicha is so hot that when you mix it with wine, the hot, the wine itself becomes water. So it's always in the rock of wish. So in the way, you're not allowed to eat it in there. Because on Basha Bishabe, you're not allowed to eat that which you are the last. Mashiach can. We are both so intuitive that just because it's not so hot that when we dilute, when we dilute the wine with that water, so the result is lukewarm. So the wine becomes lukewarm, not the correct, so there's no inconvenience. You can do it on Shabbat. And if you get, you're allowed to drink it too. It has this power.
A dish of the shack by water, by hot water, it says that.
No, the dish is shy by hot water. By water, of course, dish is shy by other machines, by wine, anything. But by water first, it is by water. Alright, the Chayim Masham Yosha. Now, it is the mark, the Mishnah Pereshah, the discussion between a year ago, and Dan Tichy. It's not mentioned in the Rambam. What is it mentioned in the Rambam? What is the Rambam? Like the beer?
No, I also didn't finish that.
It's not mentioned in the Torah. It's not mentioned in the Torah. Not in the Chazan, but in the Chamor. What is it? What is it? And you see, I would be afraid to say it's not mentioned.
Didn't the Rambam mention about the Isra of Bignana from the Isra of Tumano?
Yeah, but not the Rambam. Let me mention, we are low. Of course that is the issue. They be speaking here. And then, for the reason why I say it, and I'm not afraid, because the Mishpah doesn't have any reference on that. It's the best time.
Yeah.
It's right. So it's not mentioned. As a matter of fact, I look for the Talakim. First, we believe that I'm interested. And I look for all the Talakim down. But I'm not in the school, I'm not in the school, I'm not in the school, what is it? Well, the answer is, it's not the school of the school. See, the old people saying, maybe we need to ask the child, then there is the truth, and we should know. But we pay the same truth to 150 people. I think I know that makes me sound that you are allowed to warm up water or anything, or shemen or anything, wine the same thing, but different way, to make it look warm. But you're not allowed to eat it so much that it becomes the apparatus. So it's really the application of this halacha. This halacha is mentioned in the Rambam. This halacha is mentioned in the Torah. This halacha is mentioned on. There is no reason as to why we should mention it. But, and then Tiche was, no, it's not a Chazal, so much. So, maybe the Mishnah is part of it, but it's not expected of any special halacha, it's just the application of the well-known halacha, that if you warm up water or shemen or whatever it is, or wine, and you to the extent of making a group form, that's more. But if you warm it up so it becomes hot, that's already itself. So the whole city where the Rashem and David Bishalom, Rashem and Nad Bishalom are shared, and the children are shared. So how do we pass through? It's wine, we are talking wine. So wine goes to Bishalom. There's no child, Rashem and there was a child, but wine. By wine there's no child there is a Bishalom, and they're shared, and Lloyd will be sure. So that's the application of this halacha. So by Miriam Adol, there is only a share of wine. And Machen came, by Yom Tiche, so the money is this, but there's nothing to make. But there is one difference, not so. In the text of Tiche, there is no place, it's in the Rabbe, he says in the Tire, Because the Yude is not his house. And the Yude is also very carry out. How would you do the how do you have to use the life of Mandona?
If you ration saying with the talking of a double mice of hevel, then it's not because we must like this. Well, how much?
But according to this, when there's a pshat, by the leaf and the Rambam, and the Kul, and the Chada, and the Amor, then the reason why we don't mention it, because no one has a lot of information here. We give a reputation. If I look at this, because it's not to be the more of that man, that the Shiva is not being true, but but how can we explain my place between Rabbi and Mahmoud for
Shir Mentes by the Rosh Hashiva, Masechet Shabbos, Ha'iyar Hitov Shem Memches, April 22nd, 1988, on Friday.
The hot water, Shepino. So Shepino can be understood in two ways. Either in the sense that he just took off the kettle from the stove, or that not only he took off the kettle from the stove, that he emptied out the hot water from the kettle. So there are two pshotim in the Gemara itself. Hameicham shepino lo yitin l'seich etzene. He is not allowed bishvin sheyacham. So he's not allowed to pour into the kettle cold water in order to heat up the cold water, because then it will be mivash. Avon leisenu l'seich el l'seich hakeis kilapshion. But he's allowed to pour in cold water in the kettle itself, we say, hey, or into the cup, in order to make it lukewarm. But it's very strange. On the surface, it appears to have a contradiction. Because my koma, my pino, my liyite, ivodoroma avonesi. First he says, liyito is irritated. And then he says, avonesi no is irritated. So there must be something is missing here. My koma, omar abadeva masne hocha koma. Hamecham shepino menu maim chami, liyito is irritated, maim moti. So abadeva masne says, that the pshat in the Mishnah, Mecham Shpino, is not that he just took off the kettle from the stove, but that he poured out the water from the kettle. So, Hamecham Shpino is Shpino Menumayim Chami, is the kettle. So he poured out from the kettle that water, Lo Yitnu Liseichei Mayim Otim Kdei Sheichamu. He's not allowed to pour into the kettle, to fill up the kettle with cold water for the purpose of heating the cold water, because then it will be mevashet. So, in other words, let's say he poured out all the hot water from the kettle. So, there is no hot water, but the shalayim and the defne of the kettle are very hot. If he pours in a little bit of cold water, then it will become very hot. But if he pours in a lot, an abundance of cold water, so it will not become hot yet, let us. It will only be lukewarm because of the heat of the defne hamecha or shule hamecha. But hot yet, let us, it will not become. So my motim, if he pours in my motim a little bit of water, then the result will be to become yatzaleres, so it's not allowed. But if he pours in an abundance of water, so the result will be just lukewarm. So then he's allowed. Avonis l'seich ma'im merubim k'lei apshel. So loyit l'seich tzeinon means my motim. Avonis nei l'seich Lisrakis Klapshiro means Maimu. Tadmore Kashe Valei Nitzare. How is he allowed to pour in Maimu Rubin in the empty kettle? But true, he will not involve in Loch of Bishn, because it will only be lukewarm, to not become Yatoletis. But there is an emloch of tzil, of makedi patch, and there is tempering metal. So in other words, so what? The kderach she
Sha'atzer Kinesim dismiss. So they hit a metal to a very at a very high temperature, and then they dump it in cold water. So that tempers it. That tempers it. That strengthens it. So it gets in the loch of Makri Patch. So here too, if he empties out the boiling water from the kettle, so the tfanis of the kettle and the shulia kettle are very, very hot, then when he fills it up with cold water, it's like dumping it in cold water. What difference does it make whether you take the whole kele and you immerse it in cold water, or you fill up the hot kele with cold water? It's the same thing. So that tempers it. The tzil, it's makri patish. So why do you wish to say, abol neisim l'sich l'akish l'afshichon, true his intention is l'afshichon. But agaburche, he also tempers the b'meicha. So the more of the teres, Rav Shimoni, the omah al-dovashim nischabe imulteh, Rashi, but in tzayt yishiki matres cham, b'neisim l'sich l'tzeyne, mechazken sakoli, b'zu yigmah melechas ha-tzeyofim, she'atich ha-soeya mifapasei, b'korev li'ishoveya, והמים מצרפים פיפור. מסקו והבאי, מי זה מיחם שפינו מים כתומה? מיחם שפינו כתומה. So רבד אלה מסנה explains פינו in the sense that he emptied out the water from the kettle. So הבאי says no, if the covenant submission is given, that he emptied out the kettle, then the Mishnah should employ the expression Mecham Shepinu Menomai, but the Mishnah doesn't employ the expression Mecham Shepinu Menomai. The Mishnah employs the expression Mecham Shepinu, that means he cleared the kettle, he took off the kettle from the stove, but he didn't empty out any water. מייחם נוב אלמא ביי הוכקום המייחם שפינו ויש בי מים חמים. He didn't empty out any water, but there is hot water in the kettle, but the kettle was not filled up to the top, so it's heavy. The kettle is heavy, and then there is still plenty of space in the kettle to pour in cold water. So amei cham shepinohu v'yeh v'mayim chamim, and it's half full hot water, he cannot pour in a little bit of cold water, because if he'll pour in a little bit of cold water together with the hot water, so the heretofore cold water will immediately become hot. Yatzeredes from Baal Bishvil Sheyachimu. But suppose he pours in an abundance of cold water, so then the hot water at the bottom will not be capable of heating up the heretofore abundant cold water to the extent of Yatzeredes. It will only make the heretofore abundant cold water lukewarm, so then it's not possible. מיכנר יש מן חנג לסך מים עוד משלוי חום אבל נסך מים הרובים כדי לאף שירון ומיכם שפינו מנו מים לא ייתן לסך מים כל עיקר מפני שמצער את נאו. This is not even mentioned in the Mishnah. That's something new. This is not mentioned in the Mishnah. All the Mishnah says two things. המיכם שמולת נסך את סיינם בשלוי חמו אבל נסך לסך את לאף שירון. So Abai explains המיכן שפינו ליסית ולסייך המצרים יותר חמו מים רותים, אבל ניסים הוא ליסייך אז עקיד להפשירון מים ירובי. So then the finale will be only lukewarm, not hot. That's all. But the Mishnah doesn't discuss המיכן שפינו ממים, not going to buy it. So how does he mention that? That's not even discussed in the Mishnah. The answer is, since according to Abaye, when the Mishnah says, Amecham Shepino, it has reference to the case where he didn't empty out the water, so then there are two situations. When is it muter to fill up water? When is it not muter to fill up water? So the implication is, however, if he emptied out the water, then under all circumstances, it is osa to fill up with water. So mele, so he's nidayet from the Mishneh. Since the Mishneh only discusses the case of Mecham Shepino, not Pilmen Mayim, why doesn't the Mishneh also discuss the din of Mecham Shepino Men Mayim? Because in the case of Mecham Shepino Mayim, it's Oser. Why is it Oser? Because of Tzio. So it doesn't make any difference whether the finale will be lukewarm or hot. When the Shaila is only of Bishul, then there's a difference whether the finale will be hot, yateledes, or lukewarm. Hapsh, pishul. Mashein ke, if it's pimenamayim, so then even though he does it only to be mafshir, to make the water here to fall, the water lukewarm, so it still involves sigur, so it's also, so he deduces it from the Mishnah. Umeicham shpino mayim nizchamayim kuligam shenitzari. But he's not mishchav. Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Gavosh mishchav v'noser. Val nitzarev kishikol matos cham nishnos irtzenim echas nesakli v'izui gmam lechzat seyadim shetzich aseyem ifaposei v'kol v'yishoreya v'amayim nitzarevi. So when you heat it at a very high temperature, then it becomes very fragile. And then when you dump it in cold water, or you fill it up with cold water, it is tempered, it is strengthened. Shepino, mashma shepino latzme imaleya. All right. Now we mark. Omarav, lo yishonu elo lehapsh, avo mitzarei osa. So Rashi says, avo mitzarei shepino mimenu acham. That's a very important halacha, because the vi is chelika. Because Rashi shite is, that when is a chayach tzio? Only when you empty out all the hot water and the kettle becomes completely empty. Then if you fill it up with cold water, then it's chayach tzio. But suppose you don't empty out the hot water completely. Let's say at the very outset it was only half full. Or let's say, suppose in the very outset it is full completely, up to the top, and then he emptied it out half. And, or even three quarters, even four fifths, even five sixths, even nine tenths. As long as a little bit of water is left on the shulayim of the kele, of the hot water, and you fill it up like this, a big cup, and you fill, a little bit is left. On the shalayim, hot water, and then you fill it up to the top, there is no tzilu. In order to involve tzilu, according to Rashi, it must be emptied out completely. But if a masha is left, and what is the masha left? Thesis emphasizes masha. A masha doesn't mean 1 drop, 2 drops, 3 drops. It means as long as enough hot water is left that covers the whole shalayim of the head. Even though the kele is 10 feet tall, and only is left only 1 foot, the height of 1 foot, so, and then he fills it up with freezing water up to the top, the other 9 feet in the height of the kettle. So there is no tzil. So Rashi says, Abu Litzari, Shepino Menachem. In other words, when can there be an Inyan of Tzilu? If he emptied out the Ketzer. Otherwise, there cannot be any Tzilu. So, Omar Avoy Shomer Lahapshi. So, in other words, if he didn't empty it out so completely, if he didn't empty out completely, so then there is no problem with Tzilu. What kind of problem is there? Bishul. So then we say Bishul, if the finale is Yatzeledes hot, there is Bishul. If the finale is Pishul, lukewarm, there is no Bishul. Abol Itzareib Shepinol Menachami. If he emptied out the hot water completely, then when he fills it up with cold water, so he's Mitzareib. Now, Rashi Shiti is that even when the kettle is completely emptied out, there can only be Tzilu if he fills it up with cold water up to the very top. But suppose he fills it up with cold water, but not up to Gdei Sof, up to the very top, then there is no Tzilu here.
Isn't the current Rashi, there's no Tzirif at all, or the Tzirif is only as far as the water gets?
No, nothing.
According to Adabar Mas.
It doesn't make any difference what the mitzvah is. It's not important. Let's say the mitzvah is that even if you don't fill it up to the top, you fill it up. Let's say the kettle, this is the height of the kettle, and you fill it up with cold water up to here. So there is no chill. So it could be that I don't know. I'm not a physicist. Maybe that the mitzvah, this lower portion of the kettle becomes strength, but since it doesn't strengthen the kettle in its entirety, so there is no isatil. Just by strengthening portions of the kale, there is no til. Makele patis means makele patis.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Not by strengthening pieces. And maybe the mitzvah sees that if you don't fill it up, so even the lower portion of it, that's a scientific question, and I don't think it's relevant. I don't think it's relevant. Well, maybe it will be, I mean, we'll see. But according to Rashi,
because the Rishos hold that even a little bit isn't tzara.
Yes, so
it's hard to make it look like it's a mitzvah, whether it does the tzara or not.
Yes, that could be. But Rashi Shiti is, I don't want, I said we'll see. But Rashi Shiti means that in order to involve Tzil, even Amid Rabbanon, we need two prerequisites. One prerequisite is it must be emptied out of the hot water completely. If a mashal is left on the shulayim, then there cannot be any Tzil, even if you fill it up completely with freezing water up to base. The other prerequisite is even if it is, the hot water was emptied out completely, only when you fill it up to days. If you fill it up days. The Rishi, I might have one mention on the Rishi. The Rishi is that even if it's not completely empty, so then there is Shayach Tzil. But when is the Shayach Tzil? If it's emptied out completely according to the Rishi, then you don't have to fill it up to Gdei Sof to constitute Tzil. But if it is not filled up completely, if it wasn't emptied out completely, then there is Tzil by filling it up to Gdei Sof. That's the issue.
According to Rashi, how are you going to explain the Kasha on Mavadavrat Masnov, Balom Mistari? Mistam, there's still water. He took water out, so Mistam is adding cold water to the water. How are you going to explain the kash of Lom Mitzarek then, according to Rashi?
According to Rabbi Masne, the Mishnah says, Amikam Shemenu, means Shopino Menu Maim Chaim. So he emptied out all the hot water.
He took from their Maim Chaim. So now he's adding water, cold water to the Maim Chaim.
Why do you say Maim Chaim? It's not a question of Maim Chaim.
I mean,
He emptied out all the hot water. It's completely empty. So then, That means minor rubin. So what does it mean, Nesin Seichel, minor rubin? Up to the top, that's what Ace is explaining. Up to the top, some million more as the kasha, but when he's Nesin Seichel, minor rubin, up to the top, the more abundant it is, the better it is. So what's the maximum abundance? Up to the top. So then it's mutak l'lap shivon. But when he took it up to the top, so then it involves him l'lap shivon.
But isn't there still mayim mechamim in there?
No, according to Rashi, there is no mayim mechamim.
What did he take then?
He emptied out all the mayim mechamim. Oh, I thought you said mayim chayim.
No, mechamim, I said. What did he take? I don't understand. What did he take? What did he remove from the?
He emptied out.
He emptied it out.
He
emptied out all the water.
All the water.
So nothing left.
The ticket was emptied out.
And then nothing left. And so Abaye explained what?
Then he filled it up with mine over. Up to the top.
So how does Abaye explain that? The Mishnah.
Abaye understands. She can know not in the sense of pinon menomai. But he cleared the kettle from the stove. He took up the kettle.
Oh, so
and the kettle was only half full all the time.
So Rashi doesn't hold him like a bayi, it's more of the Gemara.
Must be emptied out completely, nothing much should be left. Number two, that it has to be filled up with cold water after the top.
Also, how come if you add mayim mehutim, in order to be lav shiro, it should be potter al stav shen miskavim, according to Pinyin. But if you add mayim mehutim too, why can't, if you do it to shiro?
One second. We're talking about doshen miskavim in regard to till, not in regard to bishop. And in order to have tzil, so then it must be filled up with my meruvi, with my mortim, so it cannot constitute tzil.
I understand, but it's usher my mortim al tzbishul.
My mortim is usher al tzbishul.
So my kash is, why should, let's say a person does it last year, right? Let's say he wants to cool it down only a couple degrees.
But my mortim, the finale is not tzbishul. The finale is bishul, is half
one. But the darshan is gone, that's
why is it darshan?
Because he only wanted to be la shira, not to be mevashalit.
If he pours in my miyoti, so if he has common sense, so he knows that the result will be hot. So maybe he's mischaven to make it up.
That's considered mischaven? If he knows it?
No, not this considered. Why does he pour in mayimoti in hot water? Because he wants the mayimoti to become hot. He knows that it will not be lukewarm, and he's not doing just in a playful manner. No, he's interested in something.
Sometimes if you just want to cool it down a little bit, so you pour one glass of water instead of 10 glasses of water.
Okay,
so mayimoti.
He wants the one glass of heretofore cold water to become hot.
That's usher.
It's bishul.
Bishul.
Oh, it's bishul. Oh.
But he brought a lot of water in.
Yes, and then the finale will be lukewarm. Oh. So it won't be bishul.
This may be a general question with Makiva Patish, but what happens if you're using a kettle that's already tempered?
So then there is no Makiva Patish. That's what the Ramban says in Mohammed, that it's not a psikereshe because maybe it was already he gear itself, maybe it was already tempered. You don't have to temper it every day. So that's alright, that's the Ramban said. Mohammed and tasteless might mean the same thing. Taste says it's not a psikereshe. Alright, so Omar Abloishonor Hapshi, where there is no problem of zero. No problem, civil, avalitzare, that there is a problem of tzirul. When can there be a problem of tzirul? When he emptied out all the water. Then, and he fills it up with cold water, up to the top, there will be tzirul. See, it's also, so Rashi says, Avul Tzarev Shekenu Menemachamim, or say, Ushmulom Avul Tzarev Namem Muteah. This me, Avul Tzarev Namem Muteah. So Shmuel says, even if he emptied out all the hot water, and then he fills it up with cold water up to the top, it's also there. So the Gemara assumed that when Shmuel says, so it means even if he does it deliberately, in other words, he emptied out all the water, then he filled it up up to the top with cold water, deliberately for the purpose of tempering the meicham, so it's also muter. But if he does it deliberately, so how can it be muter? So the chatchila mishore, it's an issue of Mati Lepatish. Eloit Marochi. In other words, when do we say that it's muteh? So Rashi says, when it's impossible to become temperate. For example, so where he did not fill it up with cold water up to the top, so then there couldn't be till, because even though he emptied out the hot water completely, and Rashi says, "Pirab mashmalei pino kiravade she pino menuchamim," so he emptied out all the hot water, so then he still would be shayach if he will fill it up to the top. But suppose he empties out all the hot water and fills it and fills it up a little bit below the top, so then there is no till. So then there isn't even shiur itself. It's not a question. Nishabe, not nishabe. It could objectively take place still. So then the only problem is with bishul. So he fills it up with mine rubin and not up to the top, so then there couldn't be bishul, it couldn't become hot, it will only become lukewarm, so it's muta. Lo yishomu elo shiur lehapshir avol shiur litzarif oseh. But if after he empties out all the hot water, he fills it up with cold water up to the top, so regardless of the fact that it's mine rubin and the heretofore cold water does not become yatzoredes, but the mecham itself, the utensil, the kettle becomes tempered then. So it is also because of till, even though he didn't intend to temper the kettle, but that result takes place anyway, because Rab holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dorshin is Rab Nizosa, Avo Shir Tzare Zosa, Ushmuel Omar Afilu Shir Litzare Muter. Now Rashi Le Shir Hapshir Vilo Litzare Ki Gein Shalim Olo Ukulei Vi Rab Mashmo Ipino Ki Rabade She Pino Menu Chamin Ushmuel Omar Afilu Shir Litzare She Molo Ukulei. After he emptied out all that water, he filled it up to the top. So then there is, objectively speaking, till. But subjectively, he doesn't intend any till, because Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon, the Dorshin is having is muter. So Rashi always emphasized, in order to have shir litzarei, it has to be emptied out of the hot water completely, and it has to be filled up with hot water up to the top. Shemlo, l'meimre mutar sheyischav l'kach, The main Benishmuel Reb Shimon Sviralei, because Shmuel says that Gavashin is Chabin is Muta like Reb Shimon. The Lama Shmuel Mechabin Gach, Lishal Matal Dushas Rabin, Bishvil Shalo Yizeku Berabin, Aber Loi Gach Lishalei, Gach Lishal Rabin, so Gach Lishal Matal Dushas Rabin, you're allowed to extinguish on Shabbos. Why? Because by that, Kasha doesn't, because Gachle Shal Matres, according to Shmuel, I mean, no one is chilek on that. Even though Shmuel passes like a Yude, the Melacha Shem Tzricho Legufo is chayev, but so Rashi says that it's Lam Dalet. I think it's Lam Dalet in Shabbos. Here he doesn't say a thing, doesn't say anything. The 12th line in Rashi. Kufla medalet amedalet. Gachle shalit, we are allowed midraise to be mechab. I mean, gachle shalit, we are not allowed to be mechab. But Gachle Shal Matzes, we are allowed.
What's the difference?
1 second. Gachle Shal Eitz, Osea, the Shire of the Kibuk, the Fishei Sepecho. Gachle Shal Matzes, the Shire of the Kibuk, the Inena Sepecho. Now, which is the Machlekes. And that goes a little bit of Jude, because a little bit of Morris is here. A little bit of the Rapshimen, that Morrison is still a good place for her. So, Kibuk Midrais is only Osea. If he does it, last is pech. Last is pech. In other words, for the fuel value. For the fuel value. But if he does it because he can't fall asleep, the nail burns, so he can't fall asleep. So then he's potter. Even if he's not a chileshim, even if he's a healthy person, but he wants to sleep and the nail burns, he can't fall asleep. So he's potter.
And you mean the light? You want to take, remove the light?
That's right. So, according to Reb Shimon, who says, Moshe, the book of his potter, when is Kibu Chayev? Usually Kibu is potter, according to Reb Shimon. Only if he does it, Lahave is a psilo. Laas is perfect. But if he does it, in order, he should be able to fall asleep, or that there is a fire in the house, and he doesn't want that it should burn, not as is perchom, so there is no Yisa Kibu Midraise, a contra, even if he doesn't do it for the purpose of as is perchom. So he's also chay, Roshan Sulkup is chay, but Rashi says that Kuflam Dalet, only if the thing that burns is capable of becoming perchom. But he is not motivated by it. But if it's not capable of becoming perchom, then why? Why does it have to? Because everything is learned out from Mishki. And Rav Shimon Teisa says that the reason is why Rav Shimon says only when it's mischabin las is pechom is high, because in the Mishkan, when they extinguish the holy, they did it for the purpose of las is pechom. And Jude doesn't learn out that it has to be with the same motive as it was done in the Mishkan. But even Rav Jude learns out from the Mishkan that it has to be something that is capable to be nasi pecham. But matches is incapable of becoming pecham. Matches does not have a fuel value. So then, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no isha kibum deraz.
What does pecham mean?
Okay. Pecham, fuel.
He puts it out. What do you mean?
Not pecham, fuel value.
He wants to say fuel.
Fuel value, to preserve the fuel value of the thing.
Oh yeah, you mean, so don't burn down, so it'll have fuel.
Fuel then.
If it burns down, it won't have fuel, so he wants to prevent it, so he puts out the fire.
That's right.
Oh.
If it will be burned out completely, so it will be reduced to ashes.
Right.
So he won't have any fuel. He wants that charcoal.
Oh, charcoal.
Charcoal. That's fuel.
That's the reason. All right.
Bichol kibul. So avulei shalei. The sukkah that I saw says gachle shel matres shemashlichu mechutz tere shel barzel leshayach kibul b'hoch milreise. But he doesn't say why not. But that flamedality says why not. Umi de rabon nasoi. The heichad yekeliske le rabbi migoz ralashus. Avulei shalei. The sukkah that I saw. Remain Rabbi Shmuel Kavshidin Svirei Vomar Shmuel Mechavim Gach Somat Nusus Rabin Bifur Shalei Zeke Berabin Aber Loi Gach Le Shalei Yis Al Gdai Toch Sobel Ak Reb Shimen Afil Shalei Tzname. And if you say that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimen holds that Lohashin Svirei Chalei Gufo is Poter, so even Gach Le Shalei should be mutam mokmezik the rabbi, because there is no use of the raisa anyway. So what did the makshin do? The makshin made an equation. He equated Reb Shimon's din of doroshin is chavin mutal with Reb Shimon's din of mlochoshin is chavin gufokot. But actually, it's two separate shayas. Reb Shimon's din of doroshin is chavin is shayin kolatere kule. So Rabbi Yehuda says in Kolatere Kule, Doroshin is Chavin is Osea, and Rabbi Shimon says in Kolatere Kule, Doroshin is Chavin is Muta. Loroshin is really good for you, is Ishaile. In Shabbos, in Kolatere Kule, everybody agrees there is no such concept as in Tzrichu Lufo. But by Shabbos, by Shabbos, so it has to be Loroshin is really good for this. It says, and many of the Shemim, because we learn out from the Mishkin, and the Mishkin of the Melochas were done with Tzera Gufo, not Shalom with Tzera Gufo. So what is one Reb Shimon's halacha to do with the other Reb Shimon's halacha? So you'll say, there's the Gemara's Teret, in the Gemara there's the Gemara's Teret. The Gemara's Bis, how far so with Reb Shimon after Shalom with Name, Shab Shalom with Name Mutea, so the Gemara is the Teret, the Dov, or Shem Yisrabei, so with Reb Shimon. But the question is, the Ko'arale, my Ko'arale, what was the Salkedaitoch of the Makshi? So that's Thesis Kashi. So Thesis says, you're not going to know what Thesis is yet. Thesis says, but I'm just mentioning it, if you know it, understand it, that the Salkedaitoch of the Makshi was, of course, there is no logical connection on a Deraisa level between Reb Shimon's din of Dovoshin and Mishavi. Is mutar mukalatir kule, and Reb Shimon's din that Loshin's chuli gufo is mutar on the raisa level by Shabbos. Two separate questions, no logical connection. But the Chachomim, especially by Shabbos, they made many gzeiras as isyo. So there's a maximum assuming bishleimei if Shmuel would pass like Reb Shimon and Loshin's chuli gufo. Also, then we can understand this why Shmuel says the Doroshin is Chavin is Mutarim Lechatchila, because there is no Gzeir. But in view of the fact that Shmuel passes in Loroshin Tzchuli Gufo like Rabbi Yehuda, that is Chayav. So many, some melee should ask him the Rabbonon Doroshin is Chavin, because usually, every Dovashin Mishavein is also Noachin Tzolibur. Usually. There are exceptions. But usually, every Dovashin Mishavein is also Noachin Tzolibur. There are certain situations where it's Dovashin Mishavein, it's Melocha Tzricha Lidufa, it's Melocha Hatzrego. For example, Tim Shulchin Be'aradidei. So it's Doroshin Mishavim, but it's Rikhali Gufo because he's Nenefam it. It improves the field. But usually, so Doroshin Mishavim is also Melochoshin Tzrichali Gufo. So if the fact had been that Shmuel passes like Reb Shimon, Melochoshin Tzrichali Gufo is Poter, so there is no reason as to why Shmuel should ask her Doroshin Mishavim. Midravon, what kind of example is there? Maybe by allowing, there is a theory you could say, if we allow him to do a Shalei B'Kavone, maybe next Shabbos we'll do a B'Kavone. So what? Even if we'll do the same thing B'Kavone, it'll still be Potter, it'll still be Potter. Right. But in, because Loshin is going to do for. Because usually, Idoshim Mishavim is also more than Tzvulbuch. So, Mele, there is no basis to Asa, any Mishavim or to Mishavim. Because it would be like Ixer Ixer. But in view of the fact, in view of the fact that we see that Shmuel passes like a Buddha, that by Mishavim, Mloshim Tzvulbuch is higher, so Mele should Asa mid Rabbon. Even Leib Mishavi, because Otto Mishavi, that's the Gemara's cash. So the Gemara gives the tenets now. The Gemara says, Vidoloshi Mishavi, Sabolik Rabshimim, Lochshim Tulufo, Sabolik Rabbiu. Omar Rabine, since Shmuel passed like Rabbiu de Lochshim Tulufo, Hilkach Kate Beshus Rabbi. Melichay poches poches mitalat ames uvi karmeles afilu tu. That's the reason is why the Rambam passes like a Yehuda. That Moroshim Tzvulguf is higher because it appears from this Gemara that Rabbin also is like Shmuel and Rabbin is a Basroi. So that's the reason is why the Rambam passes like a Yehuda in Moroshim Tzvulguf is higher. Because most Hashemim pass from like Rapshim and Loroshim to the Gupota, because there are so many Amaroyim who say Loroshim to the Gupota. But because of this Gemara, which Rabbine says, Hilkach Keit Vishus Rabbi Melich Hippoch Spoch Mitalat Ames, or Vikam Les Afil Tuve. But Vishus Rabbi is not allowed to carry it the regular way, even if he has no other way to carry it out. Why? Because it's Melach Raisi. But if Rabbine had passed like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Tzvul Gufa is potter, so he caves. He's not interested in the caves. He's carrying it not because he wants to use the caves. He's carrying it because he wants to get rid of the caves.
Clear the way
of the caves.
Caves is a thorn.
Thorn. All right, Rashi. Aber ich soll nicht sagen, ich habe still, ich soll jetzt nicht mehr, ob ich mir auf den Schuhl gucke, wo Potter er alle. Ich habe die Kibbe in Zoll gucke, ich habe mich bekommen, und wir haben die Psyla, Hilka, Kim, die Amre, die Leute, die Schuhe, die Kibbe macht, und man kriegt die Rabbin, Kibbe, die Rabbin, die Rippe, 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 that mat chibu matras is only osim rabon. Only be klal. But why? Because it's not masita. So many point out, everybody pointed out that according to Rashi, havor of matras would be in the rights. Havor of matras would be in the rights. In other words, turning on electric light. I mean, this light is. Not in matres, you see, but let's say when you have the tungsten, so then that's matres. So it might involve things and rocket eyes. Unless we say that by electric light it's common, but Chabchaniza said it's not common, even if it is common. So according to many of the shaming, it would still be awesome that I say, because there's a dearth of people to be marveled that way, whatever. But, so, according to Rashi, Havor of Matras is in the rice. However, the Rambam says, we discussed it several times, that Mavir Matras is only Chayev, if he told the Mavir, if he is Mishad Mitzare. But if he is not Mishad Mitzare, then there is no Havor Chiyuv of Havor. So, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, that the Rambam is Chilek on Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the reason is why by Matres there is no fear of Kibbul, because it's not Masa Pechom. Now, in Masa Pechom is a word in Kibbul, not in Avore. But according to Rambam, the same aloha that is true of Kibbul is true of Avore too. Only when it is Chavnitzari, but if it's not Chavnitzari, then there is no fear of Tolda de Magia. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is...
Told of Mavir?
Told of Mavir.
Why the regular iron?
Because in the Mishnah it wasn't the
double. They didn't burn the iron.
Yeah, they didn't burn iron. You see, so Mele only told the mother because it has a dinyan ksas to the avora veins or other things. So the pshat is, and the Rav Shmuel says it, because according to the Rambam, avora midraise is shayach only in something that is nischav, that is consumed. That is consumed. But if it is in the gather of Asne Bea Beish, Asne Inen Uko, so then there is no Havore Midrash. I mean, there's a shaila whether the Yisra Havore consists in Brennan or in Tavrennan. In Brennan or in Tavrennan. So according to the Rambam, Havore is only Shaykh in something that is consumed. But if it is in the gather of Asne Bea Beish, then there is no other. The truth is, according to science, so in metal there is also oxidation, also becomes verbrennt, but it's called slow process of oxidation. But our beginning slow process of oxidation is not considered oxidation. It's not oxidation. The Taloche defines the mitzias. For example, we say that if a dough is left idle for sheer meal, it's hummus. Why? Because then it has fermented. If you ask any chemist, he'll tell you, if a dough is left idle even for 1 minute, so it starts fermenting. Unless it is not left idle at all, so then the activation is a mechanical preventive for fermentation process. But if it's left idle, so then it is the fermentation process has begun. So why does Aloha say that only if it was left idle? Sheer meal, the answer is, fermentation doesn't mean chometz, it has to attain a certain degree of fermentation. So the Aloha defines what degree of fermentation makes it in the chometz if it is left idle for sheer meal. And that's why in the Rabbanon you're not allowed to let the dough stay idle even for 1 minute. Even for 1 minute. It's not only because of the detail, leave the dough idle for 1 minute, maybe a little idle for 8 minutes. It's not because of that. But because if you let it stay idle for 1 minute, then it starts fermenting. But that's not chometz. That's not chometz. But lechatchilim, the Rabbanon things, it starts from the chimutz process. Begins. But so the Aloha declares that chometz fermented means where it is so fermented that in 80 minutes has elapsed without any activation. So the same thing is true here. True, according to science, metal can be oxidized. So what? But that's called slow process of oxidation. The Aloha doesn't recognize it as verbrennt, as oxidizing, as oxidation. So Mele, that's why, according to the Rambam, there is no Isra Avorim Midraise by Matzis, regular. So the question is, and since there is no Isra Avorim Midraise, because matzah is not nisrab, it's not oxidized. Readily, it's not oxidized, it's not nisrab. So maybe there is no kibu midraise either, because what is kibu? Kibu is the undoing of avor. We have a number of meloches where one is the opposite of the other. So we have teifeya, and we have kereya, we have beine, and we have seisya. So we have Mavir and we have Kibu. Since Kibu is only Shayach in Eitz, where it's Nisra, regular Nisra. But Matras is not regular Nisra, only so passes vaccination. So Kibu is not Shayach either, because Kibu is the undoing of a board. So the question is, so why is it higher when it does it litzari? So the answer is very simple. if he does it litzare, the Rambam says, how is it his? Why in here is Mabul? It's not another man. Why is not another man? Why? The Yerim says in the Mishkan, it was by Eitzi, and not by Matres. They used Geholim Shalaitzim, not Geholim Shalmatres. The Tzeyotim in the Mishkan used Geholim Shalaitzim and not Geholim Shalmatres. But it doesn't mean in the Mishkan, it doesn't have to be exactly like the Mishkan itself. In the Mishkan, a fountain pen was not used, so because of that, somewhat. So what's the difference? Only when there is an essential difference in the way certain melacha is done today and the way it was done in the Mishkan. But if there is not an essential difference, just an unimportant difference, so that doesn't matter. So what the Yerei means also, since in the Mishkan, so it was done in Geholim Shalait, and Geholim Shalait, so it's Nisret, something that is readily oxidized. So Meir HaMatres, where it's not Nisret, so it's not Dunya the Mishkan. So Yerim Shite, I mean, even though the Gretal says no, but I think the Yerim Shite is also a drama. Anyway, so the question is, so why if he's having the tzare, he's hiding from all the Mavi? Why? Because it's not the Abad Mavi, it's only a total Mavi. Why is it not Abad Mavi? Because of the difference. So why is it the total Mavi? If it's not Nisham Tzare, so it's not even the total Mavi. The answer is, Tolde means bears Tzadim, the Magnishna says, it's a Tzadim. In the Mishkan, the Avore was done with AIDS, other things. The Tamisra, the Tavedon Misra, the Tavedon Misra. Something that is readily Misra involves a shinu, a substantial shinu in the heart. When you burn wood, so it readily turns into ashes. So there is a total conversion of the wood. If you burn a piece of paper, it is readily reduced to ashes. So there is a conversion. If you burn cloth, so there is a conversion. Masha'im ki matres. So al pedim it's in the gedah of hasne beya beish vasne nukalim, though it's not mamish. Hasne beya beish vasne nukalim. Because in the sne it was the darkness. So there was no oxidation altogether, and here there is a slow passing oxidation. But al pedim is the same geda. So there is no conversion. So how can it be? There is no conversion. So now question: Masha'im kein, if he does it with tzare, and I looked it up in the encyclopedia, the way it's done with tzare. So when you take a piece of metal and you heat it, let's say at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, then becomes very, very fragile. Then you immediately dump it, immediately, before it goes off. You dump it in cold, freezing water, then it becomes tempered, strengthened, and then it assumes altogether, it becomes a different kind of metal. Chemically is the same, but physically, the tempered metal, he has different physical attributes than the untempered metal. So that's the substitute for the conversion. It's not the same kind of conversion that takes place. That takes place in wood. There it's reduced into ashes. It's reduced into ashes. So the carbon combines with the oxygen. But here, by metal, so it's not reduced into ashes. And the carbon does not combine with the oxygen, but you have a different kind of a conversion. In other words, in the Havor of Eitz, you have a chemical conversion, but in the Havor of Matres, if you do it with tzare, so as a result of dumping it in cold water, so it becomes tempered, strengthened, and it acquires different kinds of physical quality attributes, different kinds of physical attributes is also in conversion. That's why it's told in matter. Anyway, so according to the Rambam and the Rain, so neither I say the Melocha Favore does not apply to Matres except if he does it with Tzaret, then it's told in matter. And the same thing is true of Kibu. According to Rashi, so Avore is Shayach, he not is Cham Mitzare. But Kibu is not Shayach because it's not Nasipel. But Aluch is daily Shite is that the Issa of Kibu applies even to Matras. To Matras, neither eyes. So that's the Shite. I'm not going over now the Halachas Dilis and the Chidushi Rashbo and the Chidushi Rambam and the Chidushi Ritvo. So mention it in the name of Rabbi Goyer. I mean, the maybe the Ritvo and the Rambam only mention it in the name of Bahag, but Chidushi Rashbo mentions it in the name of Rabbi Goyer. So Rabbi Goyer, Rabbi Nachmanel here, and the Halachas Dilis say that Kibbu applies with the Raisa to Matras too. So why does Shmuel say, "Mechabim gachlus al matras b'shus rabim b'shmuel shalom yizikvav legachlus al eitz"? The answer is because a gachlus al eitz, while it's still burning hot, so it has a red glow. Matras might be burning hot and no glow. So mele by gachlus shall eitz. So there is no sakons nefoshes. What kind of sakons nefoshes? We should say sakons nefoshes. If it doesn't extinguish the gas lights, a pedestrian might walk and will step on it and will get it burned and it might die. Chas v'shalom. Even if shosher chayka, but lach nefesh is there v'sham. The answer is there isn't even if shosher chayka. I mean, we're not talking here of blind people walking in the street. So people will see. So
you see,
so there is, there has a glow. Mashein ki matres, so you're not allowed, so it's no pekach nefesh. But matres, it might be burning hot and no glow. So he might think, it's a cold matres. On the contrary, he might decide to jump on it, I mean, and then he'll get burned, so it's pekach nefesh. So why does the Gemara say Rabbi, not Rabbi, even Yochi? So, Rabbi. So the Rashbo explains the Bahag, because if it hadn't involved the Rabbi or the Yochid, so there's an Eitzel. You could warn him, but when you have hundreds or thousands of people walking, you can't warn everybody. There might be one member of the Rabbi who will not hear or not listen and this and that. Some may lay, he'll step on it and he'll die. So is the Bahag. So the Bahag, according to the Bahag Shite, the issue of Kibbu applies to matras as well. But here is brought from the Gemara.
Only applies to matras. And where is the glow?
I understand now. But the issue that the issue Kibbu Midraise applies to matras as well.
Oh,
all right. I mean, we have to finish here because it's Friday. I'm sorry. But anyway, on Sunday, we'll go over. We'll have to go over this tasteless, Mecham Shapinim and Mayim Mishamaykoika, and in conjunction with this tasteless, we'll probably try to go over the tasteless, which is the same tasteless in Yumen. It's a very long tasteless. It starts from Lamed Gimel Beis and Snimshach, and Lamed Dalet and Dalet. But it's more Marich. There are certain things that tasteless here doesn't mention, and Yumen he mentions.
Sure.